Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Parameter is not all you need, starting from non-parametric networks for 3D point cloud analysis. Authored 2023 by Renrui Zhang, Liahui Wang, Yali Wang, Peng Gao, Hongsheng Li, Janbo Shi. Abstract. We present a non-parametric network for 3D point cloud analysis, point NN, which consists of purely non-learnable components, farthest point sampling, FPS, nearest neighbors, KNN, and pooling operations, with trigonometric functions. Surprisingly, it performs well on various 3D tasks, requiring no parameters or training, and even surpasses existing fully trained models. Starting from this basic non-parametric model, we propose two extensions. First, point NN can serve as a base architectural framework to construct parametric networks by simply inserting linear layers on top. Given the superior non-parametric foundation, the derived point PN exhibits a high performance efficiency trade-off with only a few learnable parameters. Second, point NN can be regarded as a plug-and-play module for the already trained 3D models during inference. Point NN captures the complementary geometric knowledge and enhances existing methods for different 3D benchmarks without retraining. We hope our work may cast a light on the community for understanding 3D point clouds with non-parametric methods. Code is available at https://github.com/zrrskywalker.nn. 1. Introduction. Point cloud 3D data processing is a foundational operation in autonomous driving. Reference 4, 28, 44. Scene understanding. Reference 1, 3, 64, 89, and robotics. Reference 7, 43, 53. Point clouds contain unordered points discretely depicting object surfaces in 3D space. Unlike grid-based 2D images, they are distribution irregular and permutation invariant, which leads to non-trivial challenges for algorithm designs. Since PointNet++, reference 46, the prevailing trend has been adding advanced local operators and scaled-up learnable parameters. Instead of max pooling for feature aggregation, mechanisms are proposed to extract local geometries, e.g., adaptive point convolutions, reference 35, 38, 61, 70, 71, and graph-like message passing, reference 19, 65, 87. The performance gain also rises from scaling up the number of parameters, e.g., kpconv, reference 61, s14.3m and pointmlp, reference 39, s12.6m, is much larger than PointNet++, S1.7M. This trend has increased network complexity and computational resources. Instead, the non-parametric framework underlying all the learnable modules remains nearly the same since PointNet++, including farthest point sampling, FPS, K-nearest neighbors, KNN, and pooling operations. Given that few works have investigated their efficacy, we ask the question, can we achieve high 3D point cloud analysis performance using only these non-parametric components? We present a non-parametric network, termed PointIn, which is constructed by the aforementioned non-learnable components. PointNN, as shown in Figure 1, consists of a non-parametric encoder for 3D feature extraction in a point memory bank for task-specific recognition. The multi-stage encoder applies FPS, KNN, trigonometric functions, and pooling operations to progressively aggregate local geometries, producing a high-dimensional global vector for the point cloud. We only adopt simple trigonometric functions to reveal local spatial patterns at every pooling stage without learnable operators. Then, we adopt the non-parametric encoder of PointNN to extract the training set features and cache them as the point memory bank. For a test point cloud, the bank outputs task-specific predictions via naive feature similarity matching, which validates the encoder's discrimination ability. Free from any parameters or training, PointNN unexpectedly achieves favorable performance on various 3D tasks, e.g., shape classification, part segmentation and 3D object detection, indicating the strength of the long-ignored non-parametric operations. Compared to existing parametric methods, PointNN even surpasses the fully trained 3D MFV, reference 2, by plus 2.9% classification accuracy on OBJBG split of scan object in, reference 62. Especially for few-shot classification, PointNN significantly exceeds PointCNN, reference 33, and other models, reference 45, 46, by more than plus 20% accuracy, indicating its superiority in low data regimes. Starting from this simple but effective point NN, we propose two approaches by leveraging the non-parametric components to benefit 3D point cloud analysis. First, point NN can serve as an architectural precursor to construct parametric networks, termed as point PN, shown in Figure 2. As we have fully optimized the non-parametric framework, the point PN can be simply derived by inserting linear layers into every stage of point NN. Point PN contains no complicated local operators, but only linear layers and trigonometric functions inherited from point NN. Experiments show that point PN can achieve competitive performance with a small number of parameters, e.g., 87.1% classification accuracy with 0.8 m on the hardest split of scan object in, reference 62. Second, point NN can be regarded as a plug-and-play module to enhance the already trained 3D models without retraining, as shown in Figure 2b. We directly fuse the predictions between point NN and off-the-shelf 3D models during inference by linear interpolation. Given the training-free manner, point NN mainly focuses on low-level 3D structural signals by trigonometric functions, which provides complementary knowledge to the high-level semantics of existing 3D models. On different tasks, point NN exhibits consistent performance boost, e.g., plus 2.0% classify cation accuracy on scan object in, reference 62, and plus 11.02% detection AR25 on ScanNet V2, reference 9. Our contributions are summarized below. We propose to revisit the non-learnable components in 3D networks and, for the first time, develop a non-parametric method, point NN, for 3D analysis. By using point NN as a basic framework, we introduce its parameter-efficient derivative, point PN, which exerts superior performance without advanced operators. As a plug-and-play module, the complementary point NN can boost off-the-shelf trained 3D models for various 3D tasks directly during inference. 2. Non-parametric networks. In this section, we first investigate the basic non-parametric components in existing 3D models, SEC 2.1. Then, we integrate them into point NN, which consists of a non-parametric encoder, SEC 2.2, and a point memory bank, SEC 2.3. Finally, we introduce how to apply point NN for various 3D tasks, SEC 2.4. 2.1. Basic components. Underlying most of the point cloud processing networks, reference 39, 46, are a series of non-parametric components, i.e., farthest point sampling, FPS, k-nearest neighbors, KNN, and pooling operations. These building blocks are non-learnable during training and iteratively stacked into multiple stages to construct a pyramid hierarchy. For each stage, we denote the input point cloud representation from the last stage as pi, phi, where pi euro r times cubed and phi euro r x c denote the coordinate and feature of point I. First, FPS is adopted to downsample the point number from m to by selecting a subset of local center points. Then, KNN, or ball query, is responsible for grouping k spatial neighbors for each center c from the original m points, which forms the local 3D region, where nerkx1 denotes the indices for k nearest neighbors. On top of this, the geometric patterns for each local neighborhood ne are extracted by the delicate learnable operator, and finally aggregated by max pooling, max p. We formulate it as mi equals 1. The derived pe fa is then fed into the next network stage to progressively capture 3D geometries with enlarging receptive fields. To verify the non-parametric efficacy independently from the learnable, we present point NN, a network purely constructed by these non-learnable basic components along with simple trigonometric functions for 3D coordinate encoding. Point NN is composed of a non-parametric encoder NPENC and a point memory bank POM. Given an input point cloud P for shape classification, the encoder summarizes its high-dimensional global feature FG, and the bank produces the classification logits by similarity matching. We formulate it as where FG euro R times CG and the logits euro R times K denote the predicted possibility for K categories in the dataset. 2.2. Non-parametric encoder. As shown in Figure 3, the non-parametric encoder conducts initial embedding to transform the raw XYZ coordinates of P into high-dimensional vectors, and progressively aggregates local patterns via the multi-stage hierarchy. Raw point embedding. To achieve feature embedding without learnable layers, we refer to the positional encoding in transformer, reference 63, and extend it for non-parametric 3D encoding. For a raw point I with P equals, xi, yi, z, euro r times cubed, we utilize trigonometric functions to embed it into a c-dimensional vector, where f equals r times denote the embeddings of three axes, and c denotes the initial feature dimension. Taking as an example, for the channel index m euro, 0, where A, SS control the magnitude and wavelengths, respectively. By the inherent nature of trigonometric functions, the transformed vectors can well encode relative positional information between different points and capture fine-grained structural variation of 3D shapes. Local geometry aggregation. Based on the embedding, we adopt a four-stage network architecture to hierarchically aggregate spatial local features. After the ordinal FPS and KNN illustrated in section 2.1, we discard any learnable operators and simply utilize trigonometric functions pose to reveal the local patterns. In detail, for each center point, PC, FC, and its neighborhood, PJ, FJ, gene, we aim to achieve their goals. 1. Feature expansion. As the network stage goes deeper, each point feature is assigned with larger receptive field and requires higher feature dimension to encode 3D semantics. We conduct such feature expansion by simply concatenating the neighbor feature PJ with the center feature PE along the feature dimension, where FEJ denotes the expanded feature of each neighbor. 2. Geometry extraction. To indicate the spatial distribution of K neighbors within the local region, we weigh each FEJ by the relative positional encoding. We normalize their coordinates by the mean and standard deviation, denoted as APJ, gene, and embed them via EQ. 5. Then, the K-neighbor features are weighted as where denotes element-wise multiplication. In this way, the local geometry of the region can be implicitly encoded into the features without any learnable parameters. 3. Feature aggregation. After the weighing, we utilize both max and average pooling for local feature aggregation, M where max P, avenue P, are permutation invariant and summarize neighboring features from different aspects. Here, we obtain the local aggregated centers, FA, PE, equals 1, which would be fed into the next stage of point NN. Finally, after all four stages, we apply the two pooling operations to integrate the features and acquire a global representation FG with CG feature dimension of the input point cloud. 2.3. Point memory bank. Instead of using the traditional learnable classification head, our point NN adopts a point memory bank to involve sufficient category knowledge from the 3D training set. As shown in figure 4, the bank is first constructed by the nonparametric encoder in a training-free manner, and then outputs the prediction by similarity matching during inference. Memory construction. The point memory consists of a feature memory FMEM and a label memory TMEM. Taking the task of shape classification as an example, we suppose the given training set contains endpoint clouds, PN, equals 1, of K categories. Via the aforementioned nonparametric encoder, we encode all N global features and convert their ground truth labels, N, underscore 1 as one hot encoding. We then cache them as two matrices by concatenating along the inter-sample dimension as where FMEMERN times CG and TMEMURN times K. Tagged by TMEM, the memory FMEM can be regarded as the encoded category knowledge for the 3D training set. Features tagged with the same label unitedly describe the characteristics of the same category, and the inter-class discrimination can also be reflected by the embedding space distances. Similarity-based prediction. For a test point cloud, we also utilize the non-parametric encoder to extract its global feature as featuring R times CG, which is within the same embedding space as the feature memory FMEM. Then, the classification is simply accomplished by two matrix multiplications via the constructed bank. Firstly, we calculate the cosine similarity between the test feature and FMEM by where SCOS denotes the semantic correlation of the test point cloud and every N training samples. On top of that, we integrate the one hot labels in the label memory TMEM weighted by SCOS, formulated as equals where Y, X, express, 1X, serves as an activation function from reference 77. In SCOS, the more similar feature memory of higher score contributes more to the final classification logits, and vice versa. By such similarity-based label integration, the point memory bank can adaptively discriminate different point cloud instances without any training. 2.4. Other 3D tasks. Except for shape classification, our point NN can also be extended for part segmentation and 3D object detection with task-specific modifications. Part segmentation. Other than extracting global features, the task of part segmentation requires to classify each input point. Therefore, we append a symmetric nonparametric decoder after the encoder, which progressively upsamples the encoded point features into the input point number. In every stage of the decoder, we reversely propagate the features of center points to their K neighbors in a nonparametric manner. For the point memory bank, we first apply the nonparametric encoder and decoder to extract all point-wise features of the training set. To save the GPU memory, we average the features of points with the same part label in an object, and only cache such aggregated part-wise features with part labels as FMEM, TMEM, 3D object detection. Given category-agnostic 3D proposals from a pre-trained 3D region proposal network, reference 11.42.NN can be utilized as a non-parametric classification head for object detection. Similar to shape classification, we also adopt a pooling operation after the encoder to obtain global features of the detected objects. Differently, we sample the point cloud within each ground truth 3D bounding box in the training set, and encode the object-wise features as the feature memory FMEM. Specifically, we do not normalize the point coordinates for each object as the pre-processing like other 3D tasks, which is to preserve the 3D positional information of objects in the original scene. 3. Starting from point NN in this section, we introduce two promising applications for point NN, which fully unleash the potentials of non-parametric components for 3D point cloud analysis. 3.1. As architectural frameworks, point NN can be extended into learnable parametric networks, point PN, without adding complicated operators or too many parameters. As shown in Figure 5 and Table 1, on top of point NN, we first replace the point memory bank with a conventional learnable classifier. This lightweight version achieves 90.3% classification accuracy on ModelNet 40, reference 69, with only 0.3m parameters, A. Then, we upgrade the raw point embedding into parametric linear layers, which improves the performance to 90.8%, B. To better extract multiscale hierarchy, we append simple linear layers into every stage of the encoder. For each stage, two learnable linear layers are inserted right before or after the geometry extraction step for capturing higher-level spatial patterns, C, D, E. We observe point PN attains the competitive 93.8% accuracy with 0.8m parameters. This final version only contains trigonometric functions for geometry extraction and simple linear layers for feature transformation. This demonstrates that, compared to existing advanced operators or scaled-up parameters, we can alternatively start from a non-parametric framework, i.e., point NN, to obtain a powerful and efficient 3D model. 3.2. As plug-and-play modules considering the training-free characteristic, we propose to regard point NN as an inference time enhancement module, which can boost already trained 3D models without extra retraining. For shape classification, we directly fuse the prediction by linear interpolation, namely, adding the classification logits of point NN and off-the-shelf models element wisely. This design produces the ensemble for two types of knowledge, the low-level structural signals from point NN and the high-level semantics from the trained networks. As visualized in Figure 6, the extracted point cloud features by point NN produce high response values around the sharp 3D structures, e.g., the airplane's wingtips, chair's legs, and lamp poles. In contrast, the trained PointNet++ focuses more on 3D structures with rich semantics, e.g., airplane's main body, chair's bottoms, and lampshades. For part segmentation and 3D object detection, concurrently running an extra point NN to enhance existing models would be expensive in both time and memory. Thus, referring to reference 82, we directly adopt the encoders of already trained models to extract point cloud features, and only apply our point memory bank on top for plug-and-play. In this way, we can also achieve performance improvement by leveraging the complementary knowledge between similarity matching and traditional learnable classification heads. 4. Experiments. We conduct extensive experiments to evaluate the efficacy of point NN, SEC, 4.2, and its two extensions as point PN, SEC, 4.3, and plug-and-play modules, SEC, 4.4. 4.1. Dataset. For shape classification, we report the performance on two benchmarks, ModelNet 40, reference 69, and ScanObjectIn, reference 62. The former is the most popular 3D dataset, which contains 9,843 2,468 synthesized point clouds with 40 categories for training, validation. The latter is more challenging and consists of 11,416 2,880 seconds training, validation point clouds with 15 categories captured from the noisy real-world scenes. Considering the background and data augmentation, ScanObjectIn is officially split into three subsets, OBJBG, OBJOnly, and PBT50RS. For few-shot classification, we evaluate on the few-shot subset of ModelNet 40 with four different settings, 5-way 10-shot, 5-way 20-shot, 10-way 10-shot, and 10-way 20-shot. For part segmentation, we adopt ShapeNet Part, reference 76, dataset with synthesized 3D shapes of 16 shape and 50 part categories. It consists of 14,007 2,874 samples for training, validation. For 3D object detection, we conduct the experiments on ScanNet V2, reference 9, which includes 1,201/312 training, validation scenes with axis-aligned bounding boxes for 18 object categories. Note that we report all results without the voting strategy. 4.2. Shape classification. The results of point NN are reported in the green rows of table 2 and 3, respectively for the two datasets. As shown, point NN attains favorable classification accuracy for both real-world and synthetic point clouds, indicating our effectiveness and generalizability. Surprisingly, point NN even surpasses the fully trained 3D MFV, reference 2, by +2.9%, +1.1%, +1.9% on the three splits of scan object in, reference 62. By this, we demonstrate that, without any parameters or training, the non-parametric network components with simple trigonometric functions can achieve satisfactory 3D point cloud recognition. Few-shot classification. As shown in Table 5, compared to existing trained models, our point NN exerts leading few-shot performance and exceeds the second-best point CNN, reference 33, by significant margins, e.g., +34.9% for the 10-way 20-shot setting. Given limited training samples, traditional networks with learnable parameters severely suffer from the overfitting issue, while our point NN inherently tackles it by the training-free manner. This indicates our superior capacity for 3D recognition in low data regimes. Part segmentation. Equipped with a non-parametric decoder illustrated in SEC 2.4, we extend point NN for part segmentation and report the MIOU scores over instances in the green row of table 4. The 70.4% MIOU reveals that our non-parametric network can also produce well-performed point-wise features and capture the discriminative characteristics for fine-grained spatial understanding. 3D object detection. Regarding point NN as a non-parametric classification head, we utilize two popular 3D detectors, VoteNet, reference 11, and 3DDRM, reference 42, to provide category-agnostic 3D region proposals. In Table 6, we compare the performance of point NN with and without the normalization for object-wise point coordinates, SEC 2.4. As shown, processing the point coordinates without normalization can largely enhance the AP scores of point NN, which preserves more positional cues of objects' 3D locations in the original scene. Also, we observe slight AR score improvement over the region proposal networks, since the classification logits of point NN can affect the 3D NMS post-processing to remove the false positive boxes. Ablation study. In Table 7, we investigate the designs of point NN's non-parametric encoder. We first explore the non-parametric embedding used as POS, where the trigonometric functions, our SIN, COSs, from transformers, reference 63, perform the best. Then, we experiment with different approaches in geometry extraction to weigh the Knaber features, and observe utilizing add plus multiply can fully reveal the local geometry. In Table 9 for point NN's point memory bank, we verify that the cosine similarity better exerts the discrimination capacity of the encoder among other distance metrics. In addition, compared to traditional machine learning algorithms, our memory bank can benefit from the non-learnable similarity-based label integration and exhibit superior classification accuracy. 4.3. Point PN, shape classification. As shown in Table 2 and 3, constructed from point NN, the derived point PN achieves competitive results for both real-world and synthetic 3D recognition. Compared to the large-scale point MLP, reference 39, with stacked MLPs of 12.6m parameters, point PN only contains simple linear layers and surpasses it by +1.9% accuracy on scan object in, reference 62, with 16 times fewer parameters and 6 times faster inference speed. With simple trigonometric functions, point PN attains comparable performance to CurveNet, reference 70, with complicated curve-based grouping on ModelNet 40, reference 69. While contains 2.5 times fewer parameters and 6 times faster inference speed. The superior classification accuracy of point PN fully demonstrates the significance of a powerful non-parametric framework. Part segmentation. For point-wise segmentation task in Table 4, point PN also achieves competitive performance, i.e., 86.6% MIOU, among existing methods. Compared to CurveNet, point PN with simple local geometry aggregation can save 28H training time and inference 6 times faster. Ablation study. In Table 1, we present how to step-by-step construct point PN from the non-parametric point NN. As illustrated in SEC 4.2, we insert linear layers into the encoders every stage before and after the geometry extraction step. C of 0 plus 1 foot denotes only appending one linear layer after the module, and D of 1 plus 1 foot denotes inserting into both positions. The preceding layers pre-transform the point features to better reveal the local geometry, and the latter layers further parse the weighted features for high-level understanding. We observe that point Pn of 1 plus 2 feet performs the best, and more learnable layers, 2 plus 2 feet, would harm the performance. 4.4. Plug and play. Shape classification. We evaluate the enhancement capacity of point Nn on two classification datasets in Table 8. By simple inference time ensemble, point Nn effectively boosts existing methods with different margins. On the more challenging scan object in reference 62, both point Net, reference 45, and point MLP, reference 39, are improved by plus 2.0% accuracy. This well indicates the effectiveness of complementary knowledge provided by point Nn. Segmentation and detection. In Table 10, we present the plug-and-play performance of point Nn on part segmentation and 3D object detection tasks. As the segmentation scores have long been saturated on the ShapeNet part, reference 76, benchmark, the boost of plus 0.1% MIOU for state-of-the-art CurveNet, reference 70, is still noteworthy. For detection, point Nn significantly enhances 3DDRM, reference 42, by plus 1.02% AP25 and plus 11.05% AR25. By fusing complementary knowledge to the trained classifier, the 3D detector can better judge whether the candidate boxes include objects and correctly remove the false positive ones. The experiments fully indicate the general enhancement ability of point Nn. 5. Discussion. 5.1. Why do trigonometric functions work? We leverage the trigonometric function to conduct nonparametric raw point embedding and geometry extraction. It can reveal the 3D spatial patterns benefited from the following three properties. Capturing high-frequency 3D structures. As discussed in Tanchik et al. Reference 58, transforming low-dimensional input by sinusoidal mapping helps MLPs to learn the high-frequency content during training. Similarly to our nonparametric encoding, point Nn utilizes trigonometric functions to capture the high-frequency spatial structures of 3D point clouds, and then recognize them from these distinctive characteristics by the point memory bank. In Figure 7, we visualize the low-frequency, top, and high-frequency, middle, geometry of the input point cloud, and compare them with the feature responses of point Nn, bottom. The high-frequency geometries denotes the spatial regions of edges, corners, and other fine-grained details, where the local 3D coordinates vary dramatically, while the low-frequency structure normally includes some flat and smooth object surfaces with gentle variations. As shown, aided by trigonometric functions, our point Nn can concentrate well on these high-frequency 3D patterns. Encoding absolute and relative positions. Benefited from the nature of sinusoid, the trigonometric functions can not only represent the absolute position in the embedding space, but also implicitly encode the relative positional information between two 3D points. For two points, Xi, Yi, Z, and pj equals xj, yj, zj, we first obtain their pi equals c dimensional embeddings referring to equation 5 to 7 in the main paper, formulated as where pos denotes the positional encoding by trigonometric functions, and phi f 3 quarters 1 half f 3 quarters euro r times denote the embeddings of three axes. Then, their spatial relative relation can be revealed by the dot production between the two embeddings, formulated as taking the x-axis as an example, which indicates the relative x-axis distance of two points, in a similar way to the other two axes. Therefore, the trigonometric function is capable of encoding both absolute and relative 3D positional information for point cloud analysis. Local geometry extraction. With the analysis above, we can reinterpret the equation 9 of reweighing in the main paper from a mathematical perspective, which can be formulated as where denotes element-wise multiplication, and APJ, FEJ denote the relative coordinates and feature of neighbor point J to the center point circa. Now, there are two terms in equation 18, both of which reveal the relative geometry between point I and J. The former implicitly captures the relative positional information from point J to I, since the summation of its elements corresponds to the dot production between embeddings. The latter also indicates the embedding space distance between the two points, which can be reformulated as the vector length of pose, app winking face. In this way, point Nn can effectively extract local 3D patterns and aggregate them by pooling operations. 5.2. Can point Nn improve point Pn? Point Nn can provide complementary geometric knowledge and serve as a plug-and-play module to boost existing learnable 3D models. Although point Pn is also a learnable 3D network, the enhanced performance brought by point Nn is marginal as reported in Table 11. By visualizing feature responses in Figure 8, we observe that the complementarity between point Nn and point Pn is much weaker than that between point Nn and point Net++, reference 46. This is because the non-parametric framework of point PN is mostly inherited from point NN, also capturing high-frequency 3D geometries via trigonometric functions. Therefore, the learnable point PN extracts similar 3D patterns to point IN, which harms its plug-and-play capacity. 5.3. Training-free methods in 3D are point NN conducts no training, but requires 3D training data to construct the point memory bank. Inspired by the transfer learning in 2D and language, reference 5, 15, 17, 34, 77, 80, 85, 90. Some recent works, reference 21, 27, 74, 79, 91, adapt the pre-trained models from other modalities, e.g., CLIP, reference 50, to 3D domains in a zero-shot manner. Via the diverse pre-trained knowledge, they are also training-free and do not need any 3D training data. As compared in Table 12, different from other methods based on 2D or 3D pre-training, our method is a pure non-parametric network without any learnable parameters, which leverages feature similarities for recognition, other than pre-trained knowledge. 5.4. Point memory bank versus KNN? Based on the already extracted point cloud features, our point memory bank and KNN algorithm both leverage the inter-sample feature similarity for classification, and require no training or learnable parameters, but are different from the following two aspects. Soft integration versus hard assignment. As illustrated in section 2.3 of the main paper, our point memory bank regards the similarities SCOs between the test point cloud feature and the feature memory, FMEM, as weights, which are adopted for weighted summation of the one hot label memory, TMEM. This can be viewed as a soft label integration. Instead, KNN utilizes SCOs to search the K nearest neighbors from the training set, and directly outputs the category label with the maximum number of samples within the K neighbors. Hence, KNN conducts a hard label assignment, which is less adaptive than the soft integration. Additionally, our point memory bank can be accomplished simply by two matrix multiplications and requires no sorting, which is more efficient for hardware implementation. All samples versus K neighbors. Our point memory bank softly integrates the entire label memory with different weights, i.e., similarity scores. This can take the semantics of all training samples into account for classification. In contrast, KNN only involves the nearest K neighbors to the test sample, which discards the sufficient category knowledge from other training samples. Performance comparison. In Table 13, based on the point cloud features extracted by our non-parametric encoder, we implement the top K version of point memory bank for comparison with KNN, which only aggregates the label memory of the training samples with top K similarities. As the neighbor number K increases, KNN's performance is severely harmed due to its hard label assignment, while our point memory bank attains the highest accuracy by utilizing all 9,840 samples for classification, indicating their different characters. 6. Conclusion. We revisit the non-learnable components in existing 3D models and propose point NN, a pure non-parametric network for 3D point cloud analysis. Free from any parameters or training, point NN achieves favorable accuracy on various 3D tasks. Starting from point NN, we propose its two promising applications, architectural frameworks for point PN and plug-and-play modules for performance improvement. Extensive experiments have demonstrated its effectiveness and significance. For future works, we will focus on exploring more advanced non-parametric models with wider application scenarios for 3D point cloud analysis. A. Related work. 3D point cloud analysis. As the main data form in 3D, point clouds have stimulated a range of challenging tasks, including shape classification, 37, 39, 45 to 47, scene segmentation, reference 10, 31, 88, 3D object detection, reference 11, 23, 26, 42, 56, 81, and 3D vision language learning, reference 21, 68, 79, 91. Existing solutions as backbone networks can be categorized into projection-based and point-based methods. To handle the irregularity and sparsity of point clouds, projection-based methods convert them into grid-like data, such as tangent planes, reference 59, multi-view depth maps, reference 18, 22, 57, 79, 91, and 3D voxels, reference 38, 40, 52, 84. By doing this, the efficient 2D networks, reference 24, and 3D convolutions, reference 38, can be adopted for robust point cloud understanding. However, the projection process inevitably causes geometric information loss and quantization error. Point-based methods directly extract 3D patterns upon the unstructured input points to alleviate this loss of information. The seminal point net, reference 45, utilizes shared MLP layers to independently extract point features and aggregate the global representation via max pooling. PointNet++, reference 46, further constructs a multi-stage hierarchy to encode local spatial geometries progressively. Since then, the follow-up methods introduce advanced yet complicated local operators, reference 39, 71, and global transformers, reference 19, 20, 78, 83, for spatial geometry learning. In this paper, we follow the paradigm of more popular point-based methods and propose a pure nonparametric network, PointNN, with its two promising applications. For the first time, we verify the effectiveness of nonparametric components for 3D point cloud analysis. Local geometry operators, referring to the inductive bias of locality, reference 24, 30. Most existing 3D models adopt delicate 3D operators to iteratively aggregate neighborhood features. Following PointNet++, reference 46, a series of methods utilize shared MLP layers with learnable relation modules for local pattern encoding, e.g., fully linked webs, reference 86, structural relation network, reference 13, and geometric affine module, reference 39. Some methods define irregular spatial kernels and introduce pointwise convolutions by relation mapping, reference 36, Monte Carlo estimation, reference 25, 67, and dynamic kernel assembling, reference 71. Inspired by graph networks, DGCNN, reference 65, and others, reference 32, 60, regard points as vertices and interact local geometry through edges. Transformers, reference 31, 87, are also introduced in 3D for attention-based feature communication. CurveNet, reference 70, proposes generating hypothetical curves for point grouping and feature aggregation. Unlike all previous methods with learnable operators, PointNN adopts non-parametric trigonometric functions to reveal the spatial geometry within local regions, and PointPN further appends simple linear layers on top with high-performance parameter trade-off. Positional encodings, transformers, reference 63, represent input signals as an orderless sequence and implicitly utilize positional encodings, PE, to inject positional information. Typically, trigonometric functions are adopted as the non-learnable PE, reference 16, to encode both absolute and relative positions, each dimension corresponding to a sinusoid. For vision, PE can also be learnable during training, reference 12, or online predicted by neural networks, reference 6, 8, 7. Another work, reference 51, indicates that deep networks can learn better high-frequency variation given a higher dimensional input. Tanchik et al., reference 58, interpreted as Fourier transform to learn high-frequency functions in low-dimensional problems. NERF, reference 41, utilizes trigonometric PE to enhance the MLPs for better neural scene representations, but in a different formulation from the transformers. In contrast, we extend the non-learnable trigonometric PE of transformer for specialized raw point embedding and local geometry extraction, other than serving as an accessory in previous learnable networks. By doing this, the non-parametric encoder of PointNN can effectively capture low-level spatial patterns complementary to the already trained 3D models. B. Implementation details PointNN. The non-parametric encoder of PointNN contains four stages. Each stage reduces the point number by half via FPS and doubles the feature dimension during feature expansion. For shape classification, the initial feature dimension C is set to 72 and the final dimension CG of global representation is 1152. The neighbor number K of KNN is 90 for all stages. We set the two hyperparameters A, SS in pose as 1000 and 100, respectively, referring to equation 6 and 7 in the main paper. For part segmentation, we extend the non-parametric encoder into five stages for fully aggregate multi-scale 3D features. We set the initial feature dimension C as 144 and the neighbor number K as 128. We appended a non-parametric decoder with skip connections in each stage, which concatenate the propagated point features in the decoder with the corresponding ones from the encoder. As shown in Figure 9, we construct the segmentation point memory bank by storing the partwise features and labels from the training set, which largely saves the GPU memory. During inference, each point-wise feature of the test point cloud conducts similarity matching with the part-wise feature memory for segmentation. Point PN. For the parametric variant, we decrease C to 36 and the neighbor number K to 40 for lightweight parameters and efficient inference. We adopt the bottleneck architecture with a ratio 0.5 for the two cascaded linear layers after the geometry extraction step. The initial parametric raw point embedding consists of only one linear layer, and the final classifier contains three linear layers as existing methods, reference 39.47. Specially, for the second two-layer linear layers, i.e., the 2 of 1 plus 2 feet, at the first stage of point Pn, we stack them twice for better extracting elementary 3D patterns at shallow layers. For shape classification, we train point Pn for 300 epochs with a batch size 32 on a single RTX 3090 GPU. On ModelNet 40, reference 69, we adopt SGD optimizer with a weight decay 0.0002 and cosine scheduler with an initial learning rate 0.1. On scan object in, reference 62, we adopt Atom W optimizer, reference 29, with a weight decay 0.05 and cosine scheduler with an initial learning rate 0.002. We follow the data augmentation in reference 39 and reference 47, respectively for ModeNet 40 and scene object in datasets. For part segmentation, we simply utilize the Learn Babel decoder and training settings of CurveNet, reference 70, for a fair comparison. C. Additional ablation study non-parametric encoder. In table 14, we further investigate other designs at every stage of point NN's non-parametric encoder. As shown, KNN performs better than Ball query, reference 46, for grouping the neighbors of each center point since the Ball query would fail to aggregate valid geometry in some sparse regions with only a few neighboring points. Expanding the feature dimension by concatenating the center and neighboring points can improve the performance by plus 5.3%. This is because each point obtains larger receptive fields as the network stage goes deeper and requires higher dimensional vectors to encode more spatial semantics. For the PO operation after geometry extraction, we observe applying both max and average pooling achieves the highest accuracy, which can summarize the local patterns from two different aspects. Hyperparameters in trigonometric functions. In table 15 and 16, we show the influence of two hyperparameters in trigonometric functions of point NN. We fix one of them to be the best performing value, as 100, SS as 500, and vary the other one for ablation. The combination of the magnitude A and wavelength 3 control the frequency of the channel-wise sinusoid, and thus determine the raw point encoding for different classification accuracy. Point memory bank with different sizes. As default, we construct the feature memory by the entire training set point clouds. In table 17, we report how point NN performs when partial training samples are utilized for the point memory bank. As shown, point NN can attain 60.1% classification accuracy with only 10% of the training data, and further achieves 70.1% with 40% data, which is comparable to the performance of 100% ratio but consumes less GPU memory. This indicates point NN is not sensitive to the memory bank size and can perform favorably with partial training set data. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.